Tere, minu poolt ka.
So, hi from me as well.
Eile õhtul, kui ma üritasin Annit magama viia.
So last night when I was putting Annie down to sleep.
Siis Anni konkreetselt röökis üle terve maja laulda.
And Annie was just screaming out singing, you know.
Elu võta endale.
Take my life and let it be. Hallelujah. Yeah.
Ma palvetaks ka täpselt samamoodi, et issand.
And I would like to pray, Lord.
Võta minu elu endale.
Take my life.
Ja kasuta mind täna ja iga päev.
And use me today and every day.
Issand, võta enda kätte see jutlus.
So Lord, please take this sermon.
Ja las see tuleb täpselt selline, nagu on sinu sõnum täna.
Let it be what you want to say today.
Nendele inimestele siin praegu.
These people here today.
Ära lase mul kulutada liigselt sõnu.
Don't let me waste any words.
Aga ärgu mingi miski kaotsi.
But do not let anything be missed out either.
Palun seda Jeesuse nimel. Amen.
I pray this in the name of Jesus. Amen.
Tänane jutlus käib selle kohta.
So that this topic today is.
Et need, kes ootavad issandat, saavad uut rammu.
So those who wait on the Lord will renew their strength.
Ja ma loen alustuseks Jesaja 40. Peatükist.
I would like to read from Isaiah 40.
Solmit 28 kuni 31.
Verses 28-31.
Igavene Jumal, issand, on maailma äärte looja. Tema ei väsi ega tüdi. Tema mõistus on uurimatu ja tema annab rammetule rammu ja jõuetule jõudu. Poisidki väsivad ja tüdivad, noored mehed komistavad ja kukuvad, aga kes ootavad issandat, saavad uut rammu. Nad tõusevad tiibadega üles, nagu kotkad, nad jooksevad ega tüdi, nad käivad ega väsi.
It says, do you not know, have you not heard? The Lord is the everlasting God, the creator of the ends of the earth. He will not grow tired or weary, and his understanding no one can fathom. He gives strength to the weary and increases the power of the weak. Even youth grow tired and weary, and young men stumble and fall. But those who hope in the Lord will renew their strength. They will soar on wings like eagles. They will run and not grow weary. They will walk and not be faint.
Yeah. See on nii äge, sest siin on öeldud, et kes ootavad issandat, need saavad uut rammu.
And it says here, those who wait on the Lord, they will renew their strength.
Ingliskeelne piibel ütleb, et kes usaldavad issandat.
And the Bible in English says, those who trust in the Lord.
Ja vahel tõesti me nagu, noh, sõna otses mõttes, ootame Jumala tegutsemist.
And this just means, you know, literally that we're waiting for God to act on our behalf.
Aga... Kuna Jumala ajastus on alati perfektne, siis ega meie ei tea, kas on õige aeg või ei ole.
And you know, God's timing is always perfect, so we might not know if it's the right time or not.
Ehk siis nii nagu see ingliskeelne piibel ütleb, et me peame usaldama issandat täielikult.
And it, you know, like the English Bible says, we have to trust in the Lord completely.
Me peame täies rahus täielikult issanda peale oma usalduse panema.
So in complete stillness and peace we can put all of our trust on him.
Kas sa suudad seda igas teemas?
Can you do this in every circumstance?
Kas sa suudad lahti lasta ise kontrolli hoidmast ja usaldada, et issand teab kõige paremini?
Can you let go of the control yourself and trust that the Lord actually knows best?
Ja et tema tuleb õigel hetkel ja annab sulle rammu sellest kõigest läbi minna.
And he will come at the exact right moment and he will give you the strength to go through it all.
Issand tahab, et sa lihtsalt paluksid.
The Lord is asking you just to ask.
Ja laseksid ise see ära lahti.
And then you can let go.
Ja usuksid.
And then you can believe.
Et ta tuleb, annab sulle rammu ja lahendab selle olukorra.
That he will come, give you the strength and he will give you the solution as well.
Issand tahab näha, et sa usud, et kõik on tema kontrolli all.
The Lord wants to see that you believe that everything is under his control.
Jeesus on öelnud, sinu usk on sind päästnud.
Jesus has said, your faith has made you well.
Teile sündigu teie usku mööda.
Or let it be done to you according to your faith.
Sul on vaja usku.
What you need is faith.
Kas sa usud?
Do you believe?
Igas olukorras, igas raskuses.
In every circumstance, in every trouble.
Nagu laps.
Like a little child.
Näiteks nagu sa Anni eile õhtul.
Like Anni last night.
See usk peab olema nii siiras ja nii tugev ja nii küsimusi mitte esitav nagu lapsel.
This faith has to be so sincere and so simple, like a little child not asking any questions.
Eile hommikul tuli meile liiga vara Anni kaisu ja oli no nii ärkvel ja nii rõõmus ja nii energiline, kui veel olla üks laps saab.
So yesterday morning, too early, Anni came, you know, to cuddle with us and was so awake and so happy and so excited as a little child can be.
Ja Evelin küsis talt, et mis siin nii rõõmsaks teeb?
And Evelyn asked her, so what's making you so happy?
Ja ilma mingi sekundit, et oleks vahel, ilma et silm oleks pilkund, Anni ütleb kohe, Jeesus!
And you know, without a second delay, no, without a blink of the eye, she said, Jesus!
Sest tal on usku, et kõik tuleb Jeesuselt.
She has the faith, everything can come from Jesus.
Selline lapselik usk.
This is like a childlike faith.
Või nagu meie peres, kui kellegi lastest midagi juhtub, nad saavad väga haiget.
And something, if in our family something happens to the kids and they get hurt.
Me palume Jeesuse nimel, et see valu kaoks.
So we can pray in the name of Jesus for this pain to go.
Ja see valu kaob.
And the pain goes.
Yeah. Kuigi hetk tagasi said nad väga haiget.
Even though second ago it was really painful.
Aga nende usk. Lahendab selle olukorra.
But their faith can take care of the situation.
Kas sa usud nagu laps?
Can you believe nii like siiret. A child? Like sincere like that?
Me õhtuti loeme lastele ikka piiblit ja on teatud lood, mis kuidagi tellitakse ikka jälle ja jälle ja jälle.
And you know, when we do the bedtime Bible reading, there's some stories that the kids are asking for again and again and again.
Üks neist on see, kuidas Sadrak, Meesak ja Abednego visatakse tulisesse ahju.
One is the one where Shak-Shak-Shak-Shak and Abednego are sent to the fiery furnace.
Sest nad ei olnud nõus kummardama kuningas Nebukadnetsari püstitatud ebajumala kuju.
Because they were not willing to bow down to this statue that King Nebukadnezar raised.
Ja nad läksid pigem sinna ahju, mõeldes, et kui Issand tahab, siis küll ta meid siit välja päästab.
And they were willing to go to this fiery furnace thinking, if the Lord wants, he can save us from this fire.
Ja lastele meeldib see lugu.
And the kids like this story.
Sest Jumal päästabki nad sealt välja.
Because God will deliver them.
Sest ta näeb nende kolme mehe kompromissitud usku.
Because he can see the faith that these three men have.
Ja tõesti, Nebukadnetsaril jääb ka ainult tõdeda, et ei ole muud Jumalat, kes suudaks nõnda päästa.
And Nebukadnetsar has to face it. There is no other God who can save like that.
Teine lugu, mis lastele hästi meeldib, on see Daniel lõvikoopas.
And another story that our kids really love is the one where Daniel is in the lion's den.
Kuna Daniel ei olnud nõus loobuma oma Jumala poole mitu korda päevas palvetamast.
So Daniel was not willing to give up praying to his God many times a day.
Siis ta visatakse lõvikoopasse.
So he's thrown into the lion's den.
Aga Danielil on usku, et temaga ei juhtu midagi.
Daniel has this faith that nothing will happen to him.
Ja lõuad jäävadki tõesti tema ees suletuks.
And the jaws of these lions are closed in front of him.
Ja lastele meeldib see lugu.
And the kids love this story.
Sest see räägib midagi.
Because it tells them something.
Et usk.
That faith.
Toob välja igalt poolt.
Can get you out of any circumstance.
Või näiteks see lugu, kuidas Peetrus kõnnib vee peal.
Like the story where Peter is walking on the water.
See on nõdra usuline. Miks sa kahtlesid, ütleb Jeesus Peetrusele, kui ta ühel hetkel hakkab tuult kartes ikkagi vajuma vette.
You know, Jesus says to him like, you doubting person, why did you doubt? And when he's sinking to the water.
Laps näeb, et usk Issandasse toob välja nii lõvikoopast, tulest, kui ka kannab sind vee peal.
And you know, a sincere faith of a child can see that the faith will bring you out from the fiery furnace and the lion's den and also enables you to walk on water.
Issand võidab kõik.
The Lord is over all.
Ta võidab kõik olukorrad sinu elus ka.
He can have victory over every circumstance in your life.
Kas sa usud nagu laps?
Can you believe like a child? Do you believe like a child?
Mõnes teemas on seda võibolla raske teha.
And it might be hard in some of the circumstances.
Siis ütled, Issand, aita mind mu uskmatuses.
And then you say to the Lord, help me in my unbelief.
Jesaja 41:10 ütleb, ära karda, sest mina olen sinuga.
So Isaiah 41:10 says, so do not fear, for I am with you.
Ära vaata ümber, sest mina olen su Jumal.
And do not be dismayed, for I am your God.
Ma teen su tugevaks.
I will strengthen you.
Ma aitan sind.
And help you.
Ma toetan sind oma õiguse parema käega.
I will uphold you with my righteous right hand.
Kui sa usud, igas olukorras.
If you believe in every circumstance.
Siis issand annab sulle rammu.
Then God can give you strength.
Kõige sagedasem asi tänapäeva maailmas, mille pärast inimesed tunnevad muret, on kindlasti rahaline toimetulek.
And you know, one of the big things people worry about these days is their finances and, you know, having enough.
Kuidas ma suudan arved maksta? Kuidas jälle on raha otsas? Ma ei tea, mis saab. Mul ei ole süüa.
How can I pay it? All the money, or how can I pay all the bills, all the money is gone again? Where do I get the food?
Ma peaks lisa töö võtma.
Maybe I need to get another job.
Ja selle nädala viimane siis nagu selline lisandus sellele murele või sellele hirmu kütmisele siin maailmas.
And so this week, the last addition to this fear that is coming.
On see, et sul on nüüd võimalik ühte vastavatud mingisuguses interneti keskkonda sisse logides teada saada, kui vähe täpselt sa pensioni tulevikus saama hakkaksid.
There is this website now that you can log into and you can see how little you will have the pension in the future.
Selleks, et sa ometi paaniliselt hakkaksid praegu säästma, koguma, investeerima.
So that you in a panic would start to save and invest and store up.
Valitsus tahab öelda, et muretsege.
So the government wants to tell you.
Olge hirmul, sest meie ei suuda teid ülal pidada.
And be afraid because we cannot upkeep you.
Aga kui jüngrid tulid Jeesuse juurde ütlesid, et siin on 5000 meest, meil on ainult 5 leiba ja 2 kala.
And when the disciples come to Jesus and say there's 5000 people and all we have here is 5 fish and 5 bread and 2 fish.
Siis kas Jeesus hakkas muretsema?
Did Jesus start to worry?
Ei, ta uskus oma isa väesse.
No, he believed in the power of his father.
Selle autoriteeti, mida isa on talle annud.
And he believed in the authority that God had given him.
Tal oli usku.
He had faith.
Ja ta toitis kõik need 5000 meest, naised, lapsed peale selle.
And he fed all these 5000 men and plus women and children.
Ja jüngrid olid öelnud, et selle toidu varumine maksaks väikese varanduse.
And you know, the disciples had said to get all this food for them, it would cost a small fortune.
Seda varandust ei tulnud. Jeesus ei pannud mingi raha pakke kuskile jüngrite ette.
And they never had to collect this fortune. Jesus did not put some money bags in front of the disciples' feet.
Et Jeesus andis süüa. Seda oli tegelikult vaja.
Jesus gave them food, what they actually needed.
Ja me ei pea ka muretsema, vaid me peame uskuma, et Jumal toidab, varustab, katab, sõidutab meid. Mida iganes me vajame? Ta ju näeb seda.
And we can believe that God will feed us, will carry us, will take us to where we need to go. He will give us clothes. He knows what we need.
Jumal võib anda kala suust ka raha.
And God can give you money from the mouth of a fish.
See raha, mille pärast sa võibolla hommikul muretsesid, võib sul koju minnes juba mingi ime läbi kusagilt tulla, võibolla veel täna.
So the money that you were worrying about this morning, by the time you get home, it can come.
Meil oli reedel korraks raha otsas. Evelin ütles, et kooli vahe alguse puhul tahtsin lastega minna kohvikusse. Ma tean küll, et raha ei ole, aga küll Jumal annab uue raha.
And you know, Friday when the money had run out, Evelin said, because it started the school holidays, let's take all to the kids to the cafe. Saying, you know, I know we don't have the money, but God will provide.
Ja õhtul logisin netipanka ja vaatasin, et üks mu klient oli maksnud ühe arve ära. 10 päeva varem. Miks ta pidi seda ühel reede õhtul 10 päeva varem tegema? Nad maksad alati täpselt.
And when I logged into my internet bank that night, one of the clients I have had paid their invoice 10 days early. They always pay on time, but now they paid early.
Aga kui sul on usku, et Jumal annab uue raha, siis Jumal näeb seda usku ja annab sulle uue raha.
But if you have faith that God will give you this money, then God can see your faith and he can provide.
Võibolla sind piinab mingi raskus või väsimus.
Maybe you are going through some hardships or you're tired.
Siin ütles ka, et poisidki väsivad ja tüdivad, noored mehed komistavad ja kukuvad.
And it says, you know, here even as well, even youth grow tired and weary and young men stumble and fall.
Poiste ajal on mõeldud nagu üldiselt noorust.
And you know, when it says young men, it just means youth, young people.
Ja me rääkisime telefonis ka reedel mu sõbraga ja vastastiku tunnistasime mõlemad, et me oleme viimastel nädalatel mõlemad natukene väsinud olnud.
And you know, I was speaking to my friend on Friday on the phone and we said like over the last couple of weeks we've been very, very tired.
Ja kui me kumbki mõtleme, siis tegelikult nagu ei ole põhjust, et midagi sellist konkreetset põhjust selleks ei ole, vaid lihtsalt vahel on nii.
And we were trying to think, you know, what's the reason, and sometimes there isn't the reason, and that's it.
Aga issand saab anda uut rammu, kui me usume, et ühendus temaga lihtsalt kannab meid.
But God can give us new strength when we believe that the connection with him can carry us.
Siis saad öelda, et issand, ma ootan sind appi.
You can say, Lord, I'm waiting for your help.
Mu sõber, tema ei tunne Jumalat, aga mina saan hüüda, issand, tule mulle appi.
My friend, he doesn't know the Lord, but I can shout, Lord, come and be at my aid.
Anna rammu mu sõbrale ka.
And give peace to my friend as well.
Võibolla mingid ootamatud olukorrad.
Maybe some unexpected circumstances.
Ajavad sind ärevile või endast välja või
they can make you anxious
muserdavad.
Or upset. Or make you worry.
Nädal tagasi, kui pidin hakkama siia kogudusse tulema ja üritasin käivitada seda Krissi bussi, kus oli kogu see tehnika, mida sa siin ümber ringi näed.
And a week ago, when I was coming to church, trying to start this van, Krissi's van, that had all this equipment in it.
Siis no, see buss lihtsalt ei kavatsenud käivituda.
And it just didn't start.
Ja loomulikult ootamatu olukord lööb sellise pingeseieri vaikselt kiiresti punase poole.
And you know, this unexpected circumstances, like, you know, the gauge of how stressed you are, it goes up rapidly.
Siis ma valin teise auto sinna bussi kõrvale ja juhtmed külge, et saaks seda teise aku jõuga siis nagu käivitada.
And then I drove the other car really close to it and put cables on to start the car with the other car's power.
Siis buss ei käivitunud.
And it still didn't start.
Siis ma panin teised juhtmed samade akude vahele.
So I put some different cables on.
Ei käivitunud.
Still didn't start.
Ja siis ma olin juba väga, väga nervis ja elistasin Krisile, ütlesin, et ta ei käivitu.
And I was very stressed and I called Chris and it said it doesn't start.
Mis tähendab seda, et tehnika ei jõua õigeks ajaks, ülespanna ei jõua õigeks ajaks, teenistus ei jalga õigel ajal.
And so, you know, thinking we can't get the equipment here at the right time, we can't get it all set up at the right time, we can't start the meeting at the right time.
Siis Chris ütles telefonis, et buss käivitu Jeesus Kristuse nimel nüüd.
And Chris said on the phone, van start in the name of Jesus Christ right now.
Ja siis lõppu lisas, et ma hakkan kohe sinu poole sõitma.
And then I said, I will start driving and
said,
pick you up.
Ära veel hakka läks käima.
No, don't come, it started.
Sellest ei piisa, et sul on, et sa loodad rammu saada mingilt teiselt akult, mingilt maiselt asjalt.
It's not, you know, good enough to just hope to get some power from a different car.
Sa pead oma juhtmed panema issande külge ja sealt saad sa rammu.
You can put your cable straight to heaven and you get the strength from there.
Mõtle, kui Jeesus paneb selle bussi käima, miks ta ei peaks sulle seda rammu tahtma anda?
You know, if God can start this van, why wouldn't he give you this strength that you need?
Töö, kool, need asjad kindlasti valmistavad tihti muret.
Your work and school and these things, they can really cause a lot of stress.
Kujatavad su energia varusid.
And they will, you know, deplete your energy storage.
Aga miks mitte oodata siin issandat seda kõike korraldama?
Why can't we wait for the Lord here, that he will take care of everything?
Ma palvetan igal hommikul autoga tööle sõites, et issand, võia mind seda tööd tegema, mida sina oled mulle andnud.
And every morning when I drive to work, I say, Lord, please anoint me to do this work that you have given me to do.
Sest ma kohtan iga päev oma töös mitmeid väga keerulisi isiksusi.
So every day at my work I meet a lot of complicated people.
Ma närtsiksin poole päeva pealt hiljemalt juba ära, kui mul ei oleks seda issanda võidmist seda teha.
So like half a day in I would be completely exhausted if I didn't have the energy of the Lord or the anointing.
Pane kogu oma usk issandale ja ta annab sulle rammu.
Put all of your trust in the Lord and he will give you strength.
Võibolla sul on raske inimesi usaldada.
Maybe you have a struggle to trust people.
Inimesi ei saagi usaldada.
Well, the truth is you cannot trust people.
Sa pead usaldama issandat.
You are meant to trust the Lord.
Mingid inimesed, keda sa tahad, et nad teeksid midagi, palu, et issand paneks nad seda tegema, kui see on tema tahe. Ega sina ei suudagi neid panna tegema seda, mida sina tahad.
So if you need some people to do something, ask the Lord to make them do it, if it is his will, because you cannot make them do it.
Inimesed varem viljam veavad sind ikka alt.
And the people will let you down sooner or later.
Aga issand suudab ka kivid panna tegutsema, kui see on tema tahe.
But God can actually make the rocks do his work, if it is his will.
Pane oma usaldus issandale. Oota issandat ja ta annab sulle rammu kas sellest keerulisest olukorrast läbi minna.
Put your trust in the Lord and wait on him and he will give you strength to go through this circumstance as well.
Laul 46:2 ütleb, Jumal on meie varjupaik ja tugevus.
And the song 46:2 says, the Lord is my refuge and my strength.
Meie abimees kitsikuses.
And he is my helper in the time of trouble.
Kõlab hästi.
It sounds good.
Aga lõpp, puent, alles tuleb.
But you know, the twist is coming.
Siin läheb edasi. Ja Jumal on kergesti leitav.
And it says, God is easy to find.
Lihtsalt palu.
Just ask.
Ja usu.
And believe.
Nagu laps.
Like a child.
Mida raskem olukord, seda rohkem usu.
The harder the circumstance, the more believe.
Sest issanda jaoks on kõik väga lihtne teha.
Because for God everything is easy to accomplish.
Rammu saab see, kes ootab issandat.
Strength will rise for those who wait on the Lord.
Nagu me vahel ka siin koguduses laulame.
Like sometimes we sing here.
Ja siis me tõuseme tiibadega üles nagu kotkad.
And we will rise on wings like eagles.
Me jookseme ega tüdi.
We will run, we will not grow weary.
Me käime ega väsi.
We will walk and not get tired.
Issand, anna meile usku, nagu üks lapselik usk oleks.
Lord, give us a faith like a child.
Et kui me usaldame ja palume olukorrad, ükskõik kui rasked nad ka on, sinu kätte.
So when we pray and trust the circumstances into your hands, no matter how hard they are.
Kui me ootame sinu perfektset ajastust.
So when we are waiting for your perfect timing.
Et kui me ootame kannatlikult sinu perfektset viisi, kuidas seda olukorda lahendada.
And when we are waiting for your perfect time, way of solving the circumstance.
Siis sa annad meile rammu sellest läbi minna.
You will give us the strength we need to go through it.
Me usume, sa annad meile rammu ära oodata see hetk.
We believe you will give us strength to wait for the right moment.
Me usume, et sina tood kõik lahendused.
We believe that you will provide all answers.
Ja me tõuseme üles nagu kotkad.
And that we will rise up like on wings of eagles.
Ja me ei väsi.
And we will not go weary.
Palun aita meil kõigil oma kõige raskematki olukorrad. Sinu kätte maha panna ja mitte neist ise enam kinni hoida.
Help us now to give us our hardest circumstances and not hold onto them ourselves any longer.
Ja me usume, and et olukorrad lahenevad.
Believe that these answers will come.
Palun seda Jeesuse Kristuse nimel.
I pray this in the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.
Tänu, Issand.
Thank you, Lord.